Well, all indications that I've received, there's very positive vibe, I would say, in the direction of us getting high-speed rail money. I never count anything until it happens, but I certainly have been getting some very positive indications.
Are you excited to see that prospect after all this work?
You know, that it is so big, because what it means is that we are one of two cities in the state of Florida, that will be Tampa and Orlando, that are now linked by another transportation system other than the interstate highway system. That's really huge. That's saying that, you know, these two major metropolitan areas are now linked by a modern bullet train. And that has real ramifications for both of our economies, and it also has an important ramification in linking to our light rail system that the referendum's all about. And that's what I get excited about, because when people get off of our high-speed rail system in downtown Tampa, then they can hop on our light rail system and go to West Shore, go to USF, go wherever they're going. And that's exciting, because it means that we can really have a sophisticated and modern transportation system for the future.
So it makes all that patient incremental change work worthwhile.
Well, that's how I operate, because I find that it does produce results. And so when you begin to see good happening and, you know, results occurring, you say, well, this is the way to do it, because you have to always take the time, too, along the way to see where the public is and hear the public and listen to their feedback. And so, I mean, that's one of the things that we've been doing over the past many years in the many, many talks and forums. So, I mean, this is really a significant time in our history.
Well, that's wonderful. Always a pleasure,
yeah,
Mayor.
Thank you.
Take care, and I'll see you
see
on
you.
Thursday.
Okay.
All right.